Please, if you love your child, you speak by your child. Amen. If you mixed, amen, nationality, you speak with them. Don't care what folks say. Keep when, keep that child when under the table. And what the book said? Now read it now.
It said, that children.
Now children.
Like olive plants.
They keep them as olive plants.
Round about thy table.
Round about your table. Read.
Behold.
Look now.
That thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord.
Now that was sure that the man was blessed that they what?
Behold.
That thus.
The man be blessed. That feareth the Lord.
Amen. It's time to fear the Lord. Amen. Happy is the man that feareth the Lord. Feareth the Lord. Amen. Keep the right thing going on where in the home. Amen. That you might fear the Lord. All right. Now watch this. I'm coming in.
The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion.
Now, if they got the heat up so high, it's so hot again. Is y'all hot?
Yes, sir.
The Lord shall bless you out of Zion.
And thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem.
And you'll be able to see the good of Jerusalem.
All the days of your life.
If you keep this house and keep this home and keep it in. Then doing what it's supposed to be and accurate, amen, doing what it, and that is to keep yourself, amen, otherwise cleansing through the word of God. So now, and that it's important for us to do this, amen. Now the first, amen, John chapter 3 and verse 9.
I just want to read that last verse, Bishop.
All right, read.
Yea.
Thou shalt
see thy children.
Now look at him. You ain't gonna die. You'll be able to see thy children.
And peace upon Israel.
And you're gonna have some peace upon Israel. Praise God. Amen. Because otherwise, if you don't do what the word says, you're gonna cut yourself off. You're gonna be able to see, amen, the children. You cut your life off. Amen. So we got to do things that is right to do. Amen. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. All right, we'll say it. First man got it, read.
1 John 3 and 9. Where?
Whosoever
is born of God,
listen, that are born of God,
doeth not commit sin.
Now listen, saints, praise God. Now, whosoever that are born of God, amen, you can't sin. Amen. You can't do what you want to do. You can't act like you want to act. Amen. A God of fear at home, praise God, it's going to be different from all the other homes. You're going to have a peaceable home and a lovely home. The husband and the wife are going to love each other, and then they both are going to love their children and try to do teach that child to be able to respect that home, praise God, and respect their when. Respect their name. Amen. They're gonna do what? Gonna teach that child to respect their name. Amen. Otherwise they're not to do anything, praise God, acting in a way that'll bring the barren down on the name. Amen. All right, now read now.
For his seed remaining in him. And he cannot sin. Because he is born of God.
Because this person is born of God. Amen. When you're born of God, praise God. Amen. Then you cannot sin. You cannot do nothing that is wrong. Amen. Because why? It is, amen, Brother Sam, that Christ lives in you. And if Christ lives in you, then you cannot do nothing that is wrong. You can't let nobody cause you to do something that is wrong because Christ in you. So now he said he that a born of God does what?
Cannot sin.
It cannot commit sin.
Because he is born of God.
Because he is born of God. A she is born of God. Amen. Praise God. So now all of them things that you used to do, you can't do that no more. The way you used to act, you don't act that way no more. Amen. We're talking about the cleansing now. Cleansing through the word of God. Amen. All of these things are causing you, amen, and I to not to, amen, to be where God wants us to be. I said all the day, see, some folks say, well, what I'm doing something for the Lord. I'm doing this for the Lord, and I'm doing that for the Lord. But it is, amen, the thing that God want everybody to do, that is to please him. It's to please God. Amen. Just doing something. Anybody can just do something for the Lord. But we got to please him. Otherwise, we got to dig into the word of God and see what the word of God said so we can please him, so we can satisfy him. What God wants is not what you want. Amen. I'm talking about the cleansing through the word of God. All right, now another verse of that. You can tell them to come up now because we're getting ready to get on. Tell the class to come up, somebody. Let's read.
In this. The children of God are manifest.
The children of God, they are manifest because, amen, they are born of God and they cannot sin.
And the children of the devil.
And the children of God is manifest. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know I got a right to the tree of life. You can't have no right unto the tree of life until you be when? You be born of God. You gotta be born of God. Oh yeah, you gotta be born of God. Then when you be born of God, then you can be manifest. You otherwise you can have a right. Because you're born of God. Amen. All the folks out there beating and going on and drinking, and we were drinking, amen, and going to New York and dropping the ball, come on here, not on the other night, out there hollering and screaming and all of that, praise God, and on. And then, but you ask them where they going when they leave from this, when they decease from this life, they're going to say, well, I'm going to hell. You ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. Amen. Because when you're born of God, and then you're going to do the will of God. Amen. And his will is not for you standing out there talking about who's going to watch the ball fall. Come on here now. And you're going to, because people from all different parts of the world are coming to New York to see the ball falling. And a lot of them, they ain't no God in their life. They're going to go to the ball, and they're going to drink all night long, be cursing and fighting and going all of that. But you ask them where they're going when they deceive from them. They say, I'm going to heaven. You're not going nowhere. Until you be when? Until you be when? Until you be born of God. Amen. But God can't lie. You got to be born of him. Amen. Praise God. And then and that one that you're born of him, amen. The Bible said that there was no guile was found in his mouth. Otherwise there was no sin. He didn't know no sin. So now he ain't gonna, praise God, gonna accept you to become in the family. Amen. Doing everything you wanna do. Living in any kind of life you want to live. When you're born with God, then you got to put down the old way, the old things. Then you got to walk in the newness of life where old things have passed away. Now watch this now. Watch this.
And the children of the devil.
And the children of the devil.
Who whosoever doeth not righteousness.
Now, whosoever doeth not righteousness.
Is not of God.
They are not of God. The children of the devil. Come on, y'all now. Amen. And that does not righteousness. And they don't do what the Bible, the Word of God said. They ain't born. They not in the bone of God. They ain't going to do what the Word of God said. Now, I know folks get mad with me. Get mad with me, but I don't care if folks get mad because the Word of God is right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's right. Amen. And I want y'all to, Jones come upstairs, and I want y'all to write up a sign I want to put out there in that door out there. And there nobody, amen. If anybody come in here with some pants on, come on here now. Then they have to be directed by who? By the usher. Because you can't. You come in here and with some pants on, I allow you to come in here, but you're gonna have to be directed. Amen. You can't be moving around and let the usher direct you. Amen. Because I dare anybody come walking up here with no pants on. Because we need to know how to do what? It is to respect the house of God. Because amen, the Word of God is what we're going by. If we're going by the Word of God said, amen, that a woman should not wear pants. And then we got to have to respect that. So now if you're going to be born with God, then he has told you that there was no sin was found in his mouth. No God was found in his mouth. Then if no God was found, then you cannot be born of him, and then you're gonna come in here and respect and disrespect of the house of God. So now I will have to put that out there on the other side of the door. Amen. Because if a person come in here and then they just come on in here, walk on in here with the pen, and I say something, then there might be something that they can talk back to me or they can sue me. So they have that will have to be out there at the door back out there for a person to see it before they enter in the door. And if I have to say something about it, I'll what have you, someone in church have to say something about it, and then it has to be now. Because sometimes the one that's going to come in here and wait on the preacher, amen, the usher of the preacher that y'all have to come here, and they're going to get up the seat and come up here. No, you got to respect the house of God. Amen. That's what the Word of God is talking about, saying it's talking about respect. You know, what you do out on the outside is all right with you. But when you come in here, then you need to learn to do what?
Respect the house of God.
Yeah, I know not that y'all ain't saying that, but I know it right. Now when that person come in there, walk in there, and then you see their condition. Then you let them go to them, praise God, when they come in here, you go out there and you tell them, praise God, now you'll have to be amen, directed by the usher. The usher, praise God. Now, if the usher is talking to them, and then the elders or the deacon or what have you, they see it, amen, they put the usher out there talking to the person, then they need more. Y'all need to go out there, get up out that seat and go out there with them. Tell them what the law of this church. What they say, what I say?
The usher out there talking to somebody, then we need to get up and go out and help them.
That's right. Go out there and tell them this is the law of the church. You don't need to make no big show of it. In order to come in there, you got to be directed by the usher. Am I right? Amen. So the usher's going to sit you in, sit on the back in the back right there. Hallelujah. You don't have to go. They don't have to go home. Sit in the back right there. Amen. You y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
You don't have to tell the person they got to go home, but sit them in the back. And they can't come up here. Because the Bible speaks all that we ought to do things when?
Decent and in order.
Decent and in order. And that's what I'm trying to teach you. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I'm just trying to do things decent and order. Amen. So we got to get that sign out there. because I'm not going to have it no more. I'm not going to have no people coming here. If they want to go home after you tell them this, after they see the sign out there, tell them if they want to go home, they can go home. But they don't have to go home. They can come here and sit down back there where Ursha have them to sit. And that ain't nothing else but wind, decent in the water. Now, I'm concerned about what they do in the other churches. Don't need nobody talking to me and telling me about what they do in the other church and what their pastors let them do and all that kind of thing. I ain't got nothing to do. My business is about here. Y'all hear what I'm saying? My business is about this church right here. It is to keep this church better. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it by the help of the Lord. All right. See, so you got to have the wind, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. When he comes in you, and then you'll know how to walk. You'll know what to do. You'll know how to respect the house of God when you get the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to teach you. That's what the Bible saying. When the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Amen. Not just on the vision heart. When it come upon you, if you say you got the Holy Ghost, you witness or you testify, you got to go. When you got the Holy Ghost, amen. And then when the Holy Ghost come upon you, it's going to lead you. Say lead. And guide you. And some truth.
All truth.
No, they're going to guide you in all truth. The Holy Ghost going to do that. Bishop Harley don't have to do it. The Holy Ghost has to do that. Amen. They're going to lead you and guide you. So now, I want that sign up there. I want the sign up there. Praise God. Amen. And that wearing pants is not alive inside here. And the only way that you can come in here, amen, it is that you have to be led by the Ursha. And the Ursha have a seat back there, some back there in the back. They not to come up here. The sign have to go up because, see, now the prisoners come in and then y'all get on them. Then they want to fight you. I want to sue you. Now, I'm doing this by the law of the land. That's the law of the land. It has to be written out there, outside the door out there, in order for us to put that into action. So y'all please don't rustle me. Don't rustle me. I know what I'm talking about. Yes.
Bishop, is there some way that those of us that do have like some extra skirts or something, they can bring in to have back there so that...
A lot of times, daughter, that people don't want you to do that. I know in the older days, they did do that. They did. And people come into church and they weren't dressed proper. I know Brother Sam know about that. He know about that. They were the older people would have something to put on them. Amen. They come in with a real short dress on, and they have some scarf, what have you, put in front of them. Well, you can do that. The mothers can do that if you look like a mother. But if you look like Janet, then don't go to nobody put no scarf on them. Because that prison might snap you down. I know this real right. I know y'all ain't gonna like me. Ain't gonna like me. Thought you gonna have your buddies and your friend come on here to tell you different from that. But over here we do things different over here because we don't stick with the word. Now you all get that and get it out there. Don't write no small here. I want to be where folks can see it. Amen, when they can see it. Amen. Because this church is different from the other. They're going to come telling you, they're going to tell you, say, well, we don't do that with our church. We do this one now. You know, if you're not at your church now, that's all you got to tell them. Amen. Now watch this in, because we got the Spirit. I'm coming in.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness.
Now whosoever doeth not righteousness
is not of God.
Now you yourself is not of God. You come in that door, and you, amen, you're gonna auger the usher down, and you're gonna auger, praise God, the preacher down. Come on here, you're gonna auger the minister down, you're gonna auger the deacon down. Come on here now. Then you, amen, is not of God.
Neither he that loveth not his brother.
Look at him. And then if you don't, you don't love your brother, amen, you're not of God. This is beautiful. You got to learn how to respect one another. That's what I'm saying. Is respect. Showing respect. Showing respect to the house of God. Showing respect, amen, to each other. Am I right? Now watch this now. I'm coming. Yes.
Well, this is the message.
Now, that's what I'm trying to get y'all to. This is the message.
That ye heard from the beginning.
That I've been telling you, amen, from the beginning. The message.
That we should love one another.
That we ought to love one another. The message. And we ought to love one another. Do unto others that you will help them to do unto you. Read it now.
Not as Cain.
Not as Cain.
Who was of the wicked one.
Who was of the wicked one. Folks who would do some wicked things. Because you're trying to tell them the truth. Excuse me. They're trying to tell you the truth and trying to discourage you into doing things that are right. They're trying to do wicked things to you. Like we got some folks right here, praise God. Amen. Trying to do wicked things to me. Amen. I had saved folks. Boy, they're cutting the bushes out of that old bush, the new bushes we got there. Somebody went out there cutting them. They ain't pull them up, they just cut them. It's wicked. Who wanna stick? Wanna stoop down that low down there and go down there cut the bush if it ain't no wickedness in them? Time to get even with somebody. The fool's got the devil in them. Talking about they saved. He ain't saved. He ain't going. And talking about you going to heaven. You ain't going nowhere. Amen. Praise God. You need to get saved. When you get saved and you get Christ in you, then you know how to act right. And know how to act right and do right. I know that's real right. I'm saying, I ain't through him yet. I'm going to fix it. You can't, God, you better mind out. God don't fix you.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. I got a job to do. Then you that in here, then y'all can thank God for me. Praise God. Have the boldness to stand up and stand up for the right. I know that's right. Now, watch this here now.
Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one.
Now Cain was the wicked one.
And slew his brother.
He slew his brother.
And wherefore?
Amen. And wherefore?
Slew he him.
And then he slew he him.
Because his own.
Because of his own.
Because of his own evil works.
Look at that. No.
Because of his own works were evil.
No, that's what I want to get to. His own work was evil. There's a lot of folks, amen, think they got good work, but their works is evil.
And his brother's righteous.
And trying to do things, amen, against the righteous brother. Amen. See, y'all going along shouting and going on laughing and grinning and people face and all that kind of stuff and all the same time. You talking to the devil and then y'all not go telling the devil nothing about going on this church. You don't know who you're talking to.
Right.
And the devil come around, and folks come around here, don't come to church and come to visit you around here. And you need to call me up and tell me, since somebody's here. Well, I can come out there and watch them. If you don't watch them, I should come out there and watch them. Amen. Because there's a reason why that Tom and Deacon Harrod, amen, is coming around here. When you don't know what they're about, they ain't just coming to see you. They got a reason for coming around here. So when they come around here and you get on that hello phone, call me up and tell me that they're around here. If they don't talk about the person don't like to come to church. They don't want to come to church here. You don't need to be, y'all don't need to hang around. Y'all need to tell them about the business of what's going on in the church. Help me up all night long. I'm worrying about because some of young folks got naked in their minds and naked in their spirit because you think you're being smart. Amen. Amen. Somebody come to see you, praise God. Amen. When they come around, they got a mind to do something they got no business doing. I know that's real right. And the Bible tells me and said that we need to watch our enemy. Amen. Watch your close friend. Keep an eye on your close friend. Yeah, I know that's real right. Amen. Well, now, so don't y'all think you being smart. You ain't smart at all. Amen. You don't need going out telling nobody else. We're putting a lumber system in the church in here. You don't need to tell them nothing. They'll come out here and break in here so the Lord can get them. Because they need the Lord pulled together and put a big light up right up in the paper about it. They ain't got no business coming to here. Their hands supposed to be clean. Tell them nothing. Don't tell the devil nothing. Amen. What I mean about the devil, the one don't come to church here. They don't want to come to church. It ain't none of your business. I want the Lord to get them. Maybe they'll wake up. I know that's right. Now, there's one more verse of that. I'm quick. Amen. Because I don't say it enough. But what I'm saying, they're going to help your child. They're going to help you. Now, what is it saying now, Lord?
Marvel not.
My brother is. And now, just talking about the church.
If the world hate you.
Bishop Hardy.
We know that we have passed from death unto life.
We know that you have passed from death to life. Because of what?
Because we love the brethren.
Because, amen, the world knows what?
Love.
Now read that verse again.
Marvel not.
Don't be laughing and giggling and going on with everything doing and said. So marvel not.
If the world hate you.
If the world hates you, come on here now.
We know that we have passed from death unto life.
I know, praise God, that I have passed from death
unto life.
Unto life. Amen. I know, amen, I got something. Because what?
The world hates me.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm preaching to you the truth and telling you what the Bible says. I'm telling you the truth. Praise God. Amen. And the world hates me all day. So I know that, amen, I'm right. Say it right.
Right.
The world ain't going to hate you if you ain't right. I'm right. I'm telling you right. I'm teaching you right. Don't run over this thing. Don't run over the book. Don't run over the scripture. I'm right, praise God. Amen. Because I ain't gonna let nobody come in here and do no dancing here. So for this, I'm hating. Because I won't let you come in and do no dance. If you want to do holy dancing, you can do no holy dancing. Holy Spirit get on you. There you go. You can do a dance. But if you're talking about practicing a dance like you're on stage, no, you cannot be doing it yet. Because you ain't on stage. Amen. So I know I'm right. Because I'm hated for that. Because nobody want to come here. Because I'm hated. When I tell you, you can't wear no pants in here. In here, I'm hated. Amen. I'm hated. And not so much for the outside of folks out there, too. Some of y'all in here, too. Hate me for this. Don't get no amen now. How about that, Sister Jones? Now watch this here now.
Because we love the brethren.
Because we love the brethren.
He that loveth not his brother. Abideth in death.
Look here, if you don't love your brother, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're dead. dead, you're dead. If you don't love your brother.
That's right.
I know you don't like me, man. Now watch the next verse. I'm coming in. I got to come in. I'm trying to go to 1 o'clock.
Whosoever hated his brother.
Look, if you hate your brother.
He's a murderer.
Now look what I said. We got some brothers around. Y'all want to see they got some brothers around. Somebody go out there and break out. If my window's out in the van out there. It's a murder. And there ain't no sinners out there. And some of the so-called holy folks. Now I didn't say they were holy. I said so-called. They didn't take nothing out of it. They just did it. Just broke the one out. Because it's hatred. Say hatred. We got some terrible folks in this world. Now watch it now.
And ye know that no murderer.
And then we know that no murderers.
Have eternal life abiding in heaven.
Now a murderer, amen, will kill somebody. Kill somebody. Hatred will bring on killing. You get that in your heart, get a hatred in your heart, you'll murder somebody, you'll kill somebody. And that's what they're trying to do to me. They're trying to kill me. Amen. We got to deal with them. Because you won't let them do what they want to do. Say what they want to say. Act like they want to act. Amen. Act like somebody got some sense. And what I'm teaching y'all, and then they need to be taught in all the churches. Yeah. Folks come to church and they come in and they do what they want to do. The Bible ain't never said that you do what you want to do. Amen. The church supposed to have a law and a standard.
Amen.
And then we supposed to follow the standard. And that's in every church. Every preacher ought to be teaching what I'm teaching y'all. But they ain't doing it because everybody got buddies. You know, they scared to tell you because they don't. They want food to love them. Amen. One way, praise God, to teach this thing, and it's the right way. All right, y'all. I'm gonna finish this because this my time is up. I thank you for your time. Yeah, I thank you for your time. Amen. All right then, we are cleansed, being cleansed, amen, through the word of God. Amen, the word of God. Thy word hath I hid in my heart. Amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the removing of your sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Which Christ is in you, the word of God comes in you and take up his abode in you. That you will walk subject. Amen. My time is up. Hands in the hands of superintendent.